once again, okay, here, one, two, three. once again, you people cannot be trusted to do a cold open or an intro of any kind.
That's not true, Dan. I was going to talk about a YouTube video I saw once where a person reanimated a cockroach with, like, a battery. So, you know, I was going to go really good places with this intro, and you just cut it short.
That's terrifying.
Like, I mean, we could talk about how we found the original Pizza Eels video.
It's not even the original video. Someone just stole it and re-uploaded it.
Speaking of stealing and re-uploading things.
It's Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
The segues are getting worse by the episode.
That one was great. What are you talking about?
Please send help. We are all deteriorating.
I'm not. I'm fine.
That's what you think.
I mean, we kind of just blew up an android in our faces.
I mean, maybe you did.
No, you were closer to it than I was.
I got specky spores in my brain. Just another parasite.
Just another parasite.
So anyway, I'd like to use the knife.
Well, it's mine.
And yeah, well, I would like to
I'm use not it. Handing Jerry the knife.
Well, I mean, as a group, I would like you to use it for the group. So we don't have to do combat.
So Jerry just looks over at Elias.
Hey, yet again. In character.
No,
I
Jerry
would like
just
to do
that.
Thing when you could just say in character and do a thing.
Okay,
fucking I'll show you something in character.
Because so many times it just turns into like out of character discussion where it's like, okay, how much time has passed in character? Where is everybody? Because everybody just starts discussing these plans and stuff. And meanwhile, the characters are just kind of looking at each other, just staring with blank expressionless eyes while dial-up tones just start going on in the background.
Well, I mean, that's normal for Patton.
All right, so seeing as we just blew up the android, you know, can we just stop blowing things up? For 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds, Patton. That's all I ask. And who knows who was alerted to that?
Well, whoever it is probably... Well, actually, I don't... Is there any good way to know how long they might get here to murder us all?
Gee, that sounds like a perception check to me.
What am I percepting here? I'm not, like, looking over the horizon.
Are you not? Like, you have many varied, you know,
okay.
Vision.
Well,
things.
Let me put it this way. If there is something to see hurtling towards us on the horizon, I guess that makes more sense.
Well, I mean, you've got all your varied vision modes and all that sort of stuff.
You also have a drone that you can send up into the air.
Yeah, and maybe, like, I don't know, look for movement, look for heat signatures, look for, you know... signs of, maybe you could see if there's a signal going out. There are many things that you can do to detect if a signal was sent.
Okay, yeah, we'll do the signal then, because I don't think there's anyone like this just exploded.
Yeah.
I would hope there's not, like, something right the fuck next to us. So I will see if there was an alert sent out.
Could have been anything within earshot of the explosion.
I'm gonna roll.
Yeah.
That's 14 in total.
14 in total? I mean, this sort of things, they probably got some sort of sensor on them. Who knows?
Now, it did explicitly say that there was a nice try, Tenali. So there's definitely someone else that probably doesn't want them to get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
To get this body or their mm-hmm. tech or whatever.
Also, yeah, in the crater, there is nothing remaining.
It's just a bigger crater.
Yeah.
Or no, it was underneath a rock. That's right.
Yeah. Everything in there is just completely gone. No residue, all right,
Patton,
nothing.
As much as I like explosions, and believe me, the audience really likes them too, how about we just hop in our little car here, we've got our fuel, right? Let's leave, because I don't want to get captured by more people. Ever again, actually. But can we leave, please?
Was there anything else that was keeping us here for now? I remember we stopped here because John had
exhaustion. John has been riding a motorcycle for, like, 10 hours or something.
More than that, most likely. A mixture of exhaustion, a need to synthesize some fuel, which takes time. It's not like you've got a pump. Patton kind of needs to just straight up do that. Like, it takes time.
How long does our knife dimension last?
8 hours.
That's a whole night, right?
Well, that sounds like just enough time for an extended rest.
Yeah. It does. If you were going to do that, you would need to move your some of your lab equipment into there so you could start the process of getting the gas going.
Yeah.
Could we have Mavala Jr.? Elias, can Mavala Jr. use any of their like displacer magic or whatever to hide the vehicle while we're in the knife room or whatever?
I'm going to look over at Mavala Jr. and then we're both going to do that, you know, like that look at the same time. And then turn head to one, like, 45-degree angle, like, fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
That kind of look. And then we're going to go back to what we were doing.
I'm going to guess that.
Mavala Jr. is going to, like, go very still and then show up slightly behind Jiron and have an expectant look. Like, I did it. I did the thing. This is the thing, right?
I'm going to pat its head.
Not there.
And as a footnote, on the way here, Jerry made the decision to stop airing anything with the human.
Mm-hmm.
Makes just sense. In case.
Okay, so we need to hide our stuff because we're not going to be able to bring that into our pocket dimension here.
Yeah, unless you can fit a car through a door.
I'd probably actually let me cycle through the door.
Don't give Patton that idea.
Yeah.
Can we wait? Now, can't we make the entrance to the room as big as we want?
No.
Let me see. We use the exit knife to trace a doorway onto a solid object. It opens a portal into an empty extra-dimensional space, four squares wide, four squares high, and four squares long. It does not specify how large the doorway can be.
So that's 20. That's a 20-foot cube.
Yeah.
How big is the car?
It could fit.
You could drive a car in there, I guess.
You could make a garage door.
So what you're saying is that I can draw a doorway onto like a wall and drive the car into it.
Full Looney Tunes
style.
Yes, correct.
Full Looney Tunes. Yes.
And that way we don't even have to take the alchemical stuff out. We can just drive the car in there, park it, open the door, and
it needs to be on a solid object though. So you need to have a solid object that is... It needs to be a solid, non-destroyed object.
All right, well, let me roll perception to find a big... a big wall.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess I could just take the time to find a big wall. I don't need to roll.
Yeah, perception. You don't need to roll.
Looks for walls.
The one thing about this is that if anybody knows about the thing...
Yes, obviously.
They're going to, if they don't see the car and they see these big walls, they're going to put people watching them. So there's a risk reward here.
Okay, I got an idea. So if this group has any kind of monitoring, you know, like if they've been monitoring what's been happening on the rock, there's a good chance they've seen Jaron's show and they might know that we have this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think we should kind of obfuscate what we're doing and make a fake trail as if we have already left. Make a fake trail pointing us, because we're going to be going, I think it's the northwest, right? We're going northwest. That's so a southwest trail or one that's like north and east or something. I don't know. Well, basically throwing them off so that they think we may have left instead of just... Okay. We go in there, we come out, hey guys, looks like the coast is clear, and then there's 16 guns pointed at us, you know?
Right, so...
I'll go do that.
Yeah, once again, though, that was very difficult to tell if it was in character or not.
That was kind of in character, okay. Yeah.
I just assume everything is in character.
Yeah, for anybody who is not Tim, it's, and to a lesser extent, Elias, it's very difficult to tell when you people are in character or not.
Now, another thing that I want to make sure that we do.
This is out of character, I assume? Or
no, this is in character. I'm going to let you guys know about this. So, on the chance that they do figure it out, that we are using this, we want to be able to position ourselves so that we can... So when I place the car in here, I'm going to back it in so that we can open the door and fly right out onto the road that we're actually taking. And get out before they can try and stop us. Because they won't know where the exact door's location is, right?
Well...
Because it'll be invisible.
No.
There will be a knife sticking in the wall.
Is quite obvious.
It's just a handle. You can hide that.
Well, can... actually, on that note, I was thinking, and I think Specky agrees, that we should...
No, the door becomes invisible to anybody on the outside once closed. Yeah.
So you see where I'm going at with this, though, right, Elias? Preparing for if, yes. just in case, they know and they're just waiting, watching the town to try and get us. We want to be able to make a fast escape.
Well, on that note, that seems perfectly reasonable. However, I think that in terms of tracking, the general layout of footprints, disturbed branches, rubble, and that sort makes it rather obvious to anyone perceptive enough to be watching where exactly we are.
I don't think so.
Well, that's a very good counter-argument, Jiron, but we're talking about facts here.
Well, you see, I can create things that are not facts. I can just make them think differently.
Alternate facts, if you will.
Yes. I'll just go out there, create some tire tracks, and Patton, since Elias has the knife, I'm assuming that you don't need to back it in personally, you should probably set up some barbed wire or some, or like some nails from where we came, because that's not where we're going to be leaving.
Yeah, I don't think we want to mark our like position or anything.
We should at least set something up that notifies them of their of like a certain proximity to us, at least, so we know when to go before they're already here.
No, because the element of surprise being what it is, once we take moves that indicate that we realize that there's a strong possibility that we're being watched, we lose the element of surprise.
How about this for a plan, though? How about this? We set up a bit of a false trail, and then we keep watch inside the room just in case. I don't think anything's going to happen, but better safe than sorry, you know?
False trail is acceptable. However, any sort of active countermeasures or anything that would look determined to throw off pursuers is likely a bad idea.
Yeah, if they catch us in it, that's a pretty big risk that we're taking there. You got a point.
If they're simply moving through town and encounter resistance, the odds that they'll stick around and investigate further go up precipitously.
How about just a camera but with no alarm?
We have absolutely no idea what technology level these people are dealing with. You saw the inside of that, whatever that was. Whatever technology they have is far beyond our means to reproduce. So any technology that we have is likely falls under their area of expertise greater than it falls under ours.
That's a fair point.
All right, you got me good and scared. New plan. How about we just cover up our tracks here best as we can, and we hide, and when time comes that we're leaving?
No, John, I think that the false trail leaving is a perfectly reasonable plan. We don't want to make it appear as though we've stopped here, but at the same time, we don't want to leave any indication that shows that we know what's going on. Ignorance, or the appearance of it, is our best defense here.
All right.
We've already tipped our hand slightly just investigating that thing as much as we have. As even though it was unknowingly done, there's a very strong chance that whatever that was tripped their systems.
Well, I'll get to making the trail, and you guys get to parking that in there.
And then we'll have, I believe, Little Bro, or Littler Bro, cover the tracks that lead into the area where we're waiting, and reproduce the... Patton, you can use that thing to take photographs, I believe. Can you not?
Which thing? I have many of them.
It's immaterial. You can take photographs, can you not?
I can.
So, take a photograph of the area before we disturb the surroundings of the door that we're going to use, and then instruct one of your devices to reproduce that effect as shown in the photograph.
All right. Now, I don't know if I want to have Little Bro or Littler Bro do this. If we're all inside the room, could I send them out to, you know, cover the stuff, then bring them right back in the room?
Yes, of course.
Are we okay? So we are able to just kind of keep the door open. Because I was thinking if it would shut, and they
out of character discussion of the thing.
Door ajar.
you can't.
Okay, so I'll just use my...
Once you open the door even slightly, it becomes visible. It only becomes invisible when closed.
Oh, no, they want to leave the door open long enough for little bro and stuff to do the thing and then get back inside.
Right. It's just that there would be a moment of vulnerability there.
Yeah. I assume we're going to close it fully afterwards.
That moment of vulnerability is no different than all of the moments preceding it while we're doing this setup anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I was just making sure because if like it was like a one and done, like we close it and then we can't open it for another 8 hours... Then I was going to use that flask to have someone who can just dissipate.
It has to be reset after 8 hours.
Okay. All right, then. So the original plan that we proposed is pretty much what we're going to go with. So I guess we'll get started on that. I'll be moving the car inside of a... It's a flat area that gives us good access to the road that we're going to be taking to leave. We have our fake trail on a different road that's off in a different direction that doesn't have a good sight of ours. So if they are sitting there waiting, they won't see ours until... If they are camping it, we'll have at least a little bit of a head start.
Speaking of that flask, I'm looking at the sheet that you sent me, and it's not on there.
What flask?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't find it on there. I couldn't find it in the item thing. I should have it added as like a bonus item. If it's not on there, I have it in my notes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Let me see if I can see it in the bonus thing. One sec. Other items, flask, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're good. Sweet. Okay, so let's go. First up, Jiron. So how do you want to design this this fake path?
All right, what I'm going to do is...
Real fake doors.
I'm going to look at where we started to turn in. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of like double layer that and start creating pretty severe tire scratches and start making tire scratch sounds, like starting producing that from like my less important imps. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try and generate the motor and the motorcycle both hauling ass away, and just I'm going to throw some fire down the road to create tracks.
All righty. That sounds like, I'm going to say they could either be...
Bluff or Arcana.
Yeah.
Like,
however, I would not allow you to use Beguiling Tongue on this. Because, you know.
Yeah. Obviously. I'm not talking.
He's
going to
beguile the road.
Yeah.
Like that asphalt. Yeah.
Since I'm using more, like, production elements, and since fire isn't really something I would, like, have trouble with in this scenario, mm-hmm. I'll go with bluff instead.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay, that's a 7, not a 1. So that's a 24.
24 in total?
Yep.
Let me just write that down for later insight checks. All right. And then, so... I believe that Patton was going to find the actual spot to put the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not that much in the way of good, solid places to put a doorway that is, like, large enough.
Mm-hmm.
Most, like, a lot of
Is there a billboard?
Not on ground level.
I will not, under any circumstance... If Patton stares up at a billboard, Elias immediately, I will not under any circumstances allow you to raise or otherwise cause to fly any piece of our equipment towards or in the vicinity of a billboard.
How about dropping the billboard? Think that'd be too big of an action?
Yes, well, if you'd like to make a large crater and a lot of noise very quickly, I'm sorry, John, but... No, I don't want to entertain these sorts of
ideas.
That's
where I thought Patton was going with it. That's seemed loud to me.
It's one of the potential ideas.
No, it's not.
So, since some people are against the idea of billboard cars, I will instead be looking at ground level areas that face out towards the road we're actually going to be taking.
So you can always just draw it into the ground as well.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Hmm.
So imagine trying to get the car in or out of that.
I was about to say there, Elias. That's why that's not gonna work.
I mean, gravity gets weird, but you can definitely.
That ain't gonna work at all.
Yeah, you're just going to end up. Have you ever seen one of those things where like a car gets stuck, where its underbody gets stuck on a like a big old speed bump?
Yeah, but all you would have to do...
over a right angle.
Elias, yeah, that's just patent suspension thing all over again.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, can we not damage the car any further?
Suspension shit. And yeah, Patton probably shouldn't do suspension shit.
So now to find a building that has good enough cover from angles that would be looking towards this road, would I be able to use... Well, let's see. Because this is the layout of a city, knowing the escape routes to and from it, where people may be coming, where people may be going... Would this fall under dungeoneering?
That sounds more like streetwise, but I mean, yeah. Sure. All right. If it's to do with buildings, I mean, I guess. It's not a skill that ever gets to get used, so go for it.
Jesus, I'm rolling big numbers today. 16 in total.
Let me go ahead and roll perception.
Go for it.
Oh, it's a 30.
30?
Yeah.
So... On that, you find a fully intact or mostly intact garage door that you can pretty much trace over.
Excellent.
Which is pretty much one of the only stable structures you could actually do that on. It doesn't seem to work if the object is not solid.
So framing, well, that raises a lot of questions. But
yes.
in terms of,
for example,
this...
if a brick wall has a hole in it, it doesn't work.
But that raises even more questions.
But what if I put a rock in that hole? Would that fix
it?
It
would work.
Okay.
As long as it's not part of the same object.
We don't need to do the ship of Theseus here.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what it's doing. It's more like, what happens if someone takes the brick out while you're in it?
Well, not only that, but it's like, do you know what cold flash welding is?
Yes.
Not you. I know you know what it is.
No, but I'm going to find out.
Okay, so like, there's a lot of problems in space where if you have two very clean surfaces that are made of the same metal, since space is a vacuum, there's no intervening space between objects. So if you have two very clean objects like steel or iron or something in space and you bring them close together, they will flash weld together, because the simplest explanation is they don't know that they're different pieces of metal anymore.
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
Well, think about it, if there's no space between two objects, and
no, I get it,
it ain't making me laugh but I get it.
I don't want that to happen.
So in terms of framing this scene, though, Patton, looking at a dilapidated billboard, camera pans, turns to Elias, who is pointing at, like, a semi-pristine garage door.
Yes. That faces out towards the street.
Yeah.
You know, Elias, someone's been... I know we're still kind of planning here, but we got time.
But we don't have time.
Well, I still want to ask this question. Wasn't that golem able to control these androids?
I'm sorry, what?
What?
The golem that gave you Specky. Were those androids, like, part of it or something?
What? No. What? No.
Do we know they were androids?
I remember in the...
I don't remember seeing androids.
The Wonderland guys we fought with Casey.
Yeah, you those didn't know guys. Were they robots?
Out of character, you didn't know they were androids at the time.
I think out of character, Jerry's smart enough to put two and two together. Like, these guys were androids. Those probably were.
Jerry would make the assumption.
John would certainly not.
Okay. Well, at the time, we had no idea that those were quote-unquote androids. We don't even know that these are quote-unquote androids.
Yeah.
We were picking their brains.
Well, there's a lot of things that they could be.
Out of character, they could just be, like, ogged up or something.
Yeah.
We haven't done anything like enough, like, research into this to know what's going on.
Yeah, they could be all sorts of things.
But in character, yeah.
Straight up robots, ogged up, androids, anything.
Biological constructs.
Maybe they're not even real and they're just a figment of our imaginations.
Much like Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons roleplay podcast.
We know that when they interact with whatever Specky is, that there is an opportunity for them to be controlled. So if there's a way to not put Specky in danger...
Out of character, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So on this, Specky is going to cock its head, look at Jiron, look back over towards where the body was, and strain, mentally.
Trying to control it. Yeah, Specky says it can't exert control over technology.
Really bugs me that...
No, it's actually a fungus, not a bug, Jiron.
Specky is going to hop down and once again go full Courage the Cowardly Dog. He's going to hold up one paw and make a little hand puppet of a guy with a gun. Hold up one paw, make a big old golem hand puppet, and they're going to shake hands.
Specky, could you show Elias what exactly happened here by chance? You said you saw it, right?
Nods.
Elias, would you let Specky commune with you so we can find out exactly what we're dealing with here?
We've been doing that pretty constantly, actually. So,
oh no.
Well, if he can show you the vision, then why not do it?
Yes, no, I agree, Specky. No, in terms of information to be gleaned from here, they're not exactly working together so much as, violently clashing.
Specky is going to shake head.
That's not necessarily what I was trying to glean from
Specky
that.
Specky is going to once again hold up the hand puppet of the little man with the gun, hold up the hand puppet of the big golem. They are going to shake hands.
Shaking hands ain't a good sign of violent conflict.
Big smiley face on both of them.
Yes.
Specky, can you show me?
Shake head.
You can only show Elias?
Shake head.
Is this all you can do?
Nods head.
Oh.
Yes, I said violently clashing. I did not say together. I don't know if you
Specky
noticed.
Specky seems to have a different idea of what violently clashing means.
No. Specky understands that this group of people and those now deceased or otherwise rendered inoperable fungal golems were working together in some capacity and met a violent end at the hands of an unknown third party.
Specky is going to shake head.
Okay, Specky, then I don't know what you're trying to mime here, because you're not
Specky
being...
is going to hold up hand of person with gun, hand of rock golem, going to slam them together, then going to separate them. Wait a bit, come back in, slam, 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 back, slam, handshake.
Okay, so it sounds like they were clashing, and then eventually... decided to cool it for whatever not cool it, but you
Nod's
know what
head.
I mean. Okay. So they agreed to some form of truce, and I don't think any of us have any idea what may have triggered that that agreement between the two of them.
Shake's head. Or nods head, rather. Yes. It's Specky is just yes.
He starts shaking. Oh wait, no, yeah, you're right, it's the other way.
Yes.
I don't like this.
Well, Specky, was one of the parties beaten into submission and then did they give up?
Shake head.
Oh, we can deal with this once we get inside a little hidey hole.
Specky is going to once again, he's going to open the mouth of the golem thing and just pantomime the other one talking. Shake hands.
They made a deal.
Nod.
Now these guys had the same symbol as Wonderland Drugs, right? Wasn't that the thing?
Yes.
The name of the guy, yes.
They had the symbol.
Yes.
Did we ever actually
We've
find
not talked
out
to any of
what
them.
Drugs Red sent us out to stop them from producing? Did we ever?
Religion.
We just kind of assumed it was normal narcotics.
Yeah.
This is going to be a knowledge check. Did that dwarf we were talking to... way back in the first episode, did they ever give us any information on how to contact whoever they were?
Hell no. They didn't want to talk to their employer either. They were contractors.
All right, well.
They were just doing contract work. They were being employed by a shady, shadowy employer.
Patton is going to get very concerned odds are over it's a not potential even... partnership between odds a, are... like, colony of fungus and, like, a drug corporation.
Odds are they're not even a drug corporation, and odds are Wonderland isn't even their real name.
It's probably like, just a front.
Yeah, it's just a... more than likely just a front, which, like, Jiron would know that. Like, if you're a shadowy cabal, you don't give your random rank-and-file employees the real name of the company.
Yeah, I remember that, actually, yeah. She's like, oh, I don't even know who this is, then
they don't know who they are. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so... That's how cells work. You do cells, and they have leaders who report to the leaders of other cells, but none of them have the full level of information.
And some they probably
and that's how you make terrorism.
And they probably don't even know the real name of the leadership organization.
Oh, they definitely don't. I mean, this isn't in character for Elias, because he don't know shit about nothing that ain't nature, but you know.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, anyway. Patton doesn't like the idea of big colony of fungus working with a outside force after fighting back and forth, and now they're agreeing to work on something together. We don't know what.
Priority one is figuring out why they came together.
They were relatively amicable when you first met them. Like, they weren't actively fighting the boulder things.
Oh, they were that was like 2 years ago, so I didn't really remember that closely.
They were taking out the people who got flipped over by the boulders.
Yeah, and the boulders were explicitly not hitting those guys. So at that point, at least,
they were
working together at an agreement. So whatever the fighting was, either happened long before that or it happened very recently.
Yes.
I ain't really sure how old this particular battlefield is, so I can't put together a good timeline.
I don't think we're going to be able to piece anything wholly together at this point, but there's one more thing that if it said nice try to Nolly, I know we don't want to show ourselves, but you have a second name or that system recognizes you as somebody else, right? Dr. Oswald?
Yeah, that's right. I go by many names.
I kind of want to leave a breadcrumb and see how they react.
No.
Breadcrumb? No.
Specky, like, turns up at the mention of breadcrumb and is
now,
going to poke your leg.
Jerry, I see where you're coming from. I feel like that would paint an even bigger target on my head for now. So I like it. Like the enthusiasm. Like the idea. I'm not going to do it just yet. Maybe later.
How about
Specky heard
maybe...
breadcrumb. Specky about... is still poking at your leg.
You're just doing the red panda thing.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm gonna back the car into this. I'm backing the car into the garage.
Yes, literally
into the quote unquote garage.
I resist the like urge to open the garage door. I have to remember.
Yeah, it would be very weird looking because basically the image of the garage door is going to fold away into four-dimensional space as an
full-on Paper Mario.
Yeah.
I ain't got no idea what's going on now.
Well, it's a 4D pocket. It exists at a right angle from reality.
Yeah.
4D, 3D, well, last year, biologist, not a physicist?
Yeah, I know, but that was me out of character.
You could tell because he's not doing the voice.
Yeah.
Y'all say I ain't got no idea what you're talking about.
Right. So, anyway, y'all do that. Are you guys setting up watches?
I mean, do we?
Also, yes, how much residuum do you have there in your inventory, Patton?
I don't think we've used a lot of it. I still have a shitload.
Yeah.
Residuum. That was in character.
Stop.
Because now that you're outside of your support network, you're going to have to start paying for that gas.
Yeah, we have almost 4,000 residuum. We have 3,900.
Yeah, gonna to make enough for the truck and your car, gonna need to take like $300
Don't
of that.
You mean like...
Or the SUV.
The SUV and the motorcycle.
SUV and the motorcycle. Yes.
I guess while we're in here, we might as well. I got these a long time ago. They're scrolls of wound patch. I guess I can make these as well. Might as well. It gives the next healing you give like a +2. The next healing you receive an extra, like a flat +2. I might as well get rid of these guys.
How long does it take to make those?
Not very long.
So the scrolls are one use versions of that, I believe. So you can just make one without having to use the. You can just use it without having to use the component cost.
Yeah, because I paid for the component cost a long time ago, and they've been kind of gathering dust.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, so a heroic tier wound patch is a consumable healing minor action. Place a wound patch on yourself or another living creature. Until the end of the encounter, the next time a creature spends a healing surge, it gains 5 extra hit points.
Ah, okay. So then I'll give you guys. I'll give you guys each one of these so that when we do start an encounter, if you remember, you can just kind of put it on right at the start.
And what does that look like?
I was hoping that I could delay it to come up with a funny name for that one.
Sure.
Dr. Patton's patent pending scroll of wound patch.
Damn. That's a terrible name.
So, is anybody setting up watches or no?
I'd like to set up watches just in case.
Just like how we normally do.
Who's taking first?
Not me.
I'll take first watch. I think I have the least amount of things to do.
Okay.
Oh, actually, wait. No, I don't want to take first watch. I'm the only one with, like, night vision, except for Patton.
Yes. It's already fairly dark out.
Well, if my night vision will help for this, then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be inside of a thing.
Then I'll take first.
You can see out of it.
Yeah, you can see out of it.
It's like a weird glass room that isn't actually glass.
It exists at a right angle to reality.
That's what I keep telling them.
All right, so I'll roll perception for the first watch because I don't have anything else to do.
Go for it.
That is 27.
27?
Yeah. Hey.
All right. You don't see nothing.
What? No, stop it.
Everything seems in order.
Wow.
Nice.
You did it.
So, I guess Patton can take the next one. Mm-hmm. And when I do, when Elias's turn is up, I'm going to hand each one of you guys one of Dr. Patton's patent-pending dollop of disinfectant.
God damn it.
I mean, okay.
5 out of 10. 5 out of 10.
It's all right. Patton's a little bit busy right now. He misplaced his notebook of fantastic names, but don't worry, he'll get right back on that. So I've alchemized enough gas for the car that we're good. Filled up, topped both the car and John's motorcycle up. So we're all good there.
Yep.
Now, what do I need to roll to see if I spot us about to get murdered?
Perception.
I'm on a roll today. I rolled a 2 and a 4.
I'm rolling stones tonight.
Okay. That is 23 in total.
23 in total? Ooh, fun.
Hey, I rolled a 27.
Nothing was happening then.
Yes. Fun times. So, anyway, hang on. I need to look up the. I need to look at the rules.
Wow.
I need to see how much this thing is going to hurt you guys for.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just need to see.
I can't believe Elias refused to let me Dukes of Hazzard through a freaking billboard.
So. Well, in this case, you're actively attempting to spot things that are actively attempting to hide. And what would you look at that? They fucked up. So, you can see back towards the cavitation there. Camoed up, but you see the a slight glow to the eyes of a figure that appears to be patrolling the area. You can make out that its mouth is moving. It's wearing a face mask, but you can see it moving underneath that with your little night vision attachment. However, you can't hear anything and you can't read their lips.
Okay. Now, what is their stature like? Are they
about 5'11" wide, like fairly stocky, in full tactical armor, like body armor, helmet, face mask, goggles. Okay.
So like
a SWAT trooper.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I was thinking like an orc when you said wide.
No, they look to be roughly human in terms of stature.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do anything to alert Sam Fisher that we're here, so.
Yeah, and then nice. You also see a couple more of them, like, pop out from the trees.
Now, does it look like they have noticed any of our false trail yet?
Are you going to look and see if they have?
Now, if that would put me at risk of getting discovered, no.
Oh, no, you can look at it pretty easily. You can see the false trail from where you are, and you can see that you see a small camera flash as you see it being documented by someone, again, in the same garb.
I'm going to call shenanigans on camera flash.
That's what he sees.
Okay.
Why shenanigans on camera flash?
That's what it would look like to him.
Because, well, I just kind of doubt that people trying to be sneaky would have a camera that has a flash on.
Is he I see a camera specifically, flash. Specifically, they shaking a Polaroid.
Okay, that's fine.
Specifically, they fucked up.
That guy's gonna
the flash wasn't supposed to be on.
It's not necessarily that there is a flash, but there is a short flash of light that would resemble a camera flash that then quickly goes out.
Okay.
They're getting a little sloppy.
Right.
Okay.
That could be a good sign, though, because that could mean that they don't
perfect robotic creatures that can't make a mistake.
And also, they might not be actively hiding their presence from us. They might not know that we're in the area still.
Yeah. If they're lax. Yeah.
My trails might have worked.
All right. So the one what you're going to notice afterwards, though, is you're going to see a small vehicle pull up again. Sort of a blacked out, sleek, I'm going to say it looks roughly similar to your SUV, but it sort of just kind of appears. You don't really notice it arriving, and then it's just there. Then someone walks out who is not wearing a helmet. You see that he is clearly human, has a very square jawline. Distinctive, looks like his nose has been broken several times. Like it's sort of off. And his eyes have a slight glow to them that is not normal for the night vision that you've got going on.
Okay.
He's going to show up and he is immediately going to start, like, you can see his lips. You can't hear anything. But you can hear him just... You can see him very clearly yelling.
Now, is this an angry yelling or an authoritarian? Yes. Okay, so it's angry.
Both.
He's admonishing them for fucking up.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left on the door?
Four more hours.
So okay. John and Jerry are next.
Yeah, but we're pushing it pretty close here because if they haven't fucked off in 4 hours, we're gonna just show up on the other side.
Once it gets close to the
8 hours, that's when we're going to get in our cars and get ready to fucking zoom out of there.
Yeah, everyone should load their shit into the cars and be ready to fucking go.
Well, so, obviously. Patton, before you go, give me one more perception check.
Alrighty. I made sure to keep my 20-sided die in my shirt pocket so I don't lose it now. I rolled another 11.
Total?
23 in total.
23? Okay. On a 23, as you're looking at this guy, you see him put his hand up to his ear. He turns, looks around, and your eyes, you know, you get a mode switch instantly, and you get a subtitle text read function.
Oh, because you're reading his lips.
Yes. He says, Scapegoat has moved earlier than expected. MPV in hot pursuit. Location unknown.
I'm sure that's
something to worry about.
Does he get back in his car then, or?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I think...
And starts moving further down the road, following your tracks. And once again, even though you're watching it, you can't really tell when the car leaves your field of view. It's just, it's like physically difficult to view.
Oh, so they're using some kind of...
Eh, nothing to worry about.
Some kind of compound. Now, okay, but now, would I be able to roll Arcana to see if I can tell how strong... Like, is this an enchantment, or is this anything magical at all, or is this just tech on there?
Go for it.
All right.
Mm.
That is 25 on Arcana.
25 on Arcana?
Yes.
Combo.
Okay.
There's no risk in doing any observation from this room. They literally can't see anything in here.
It's a combo.
Okay. Hmm. Now, is that robotic with the enchantment over it? Or are these combined intrinsically?
You can't quite tell. Or is that not something I can tell? You can't quite tell. It seems like a... I don't know if you've ever seen one of those things, but like, have you ever seen one of those optical illusions where you cannot physically focus on a point?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that enforced onto a material.
Oh, that is rad.
So it's an entire material that you, if you attempt to look at it, your eyes just unfocus. You cannot focus on it. It just looks like a weird smeared blur.
That is awesome. I'm going to take notes on that.
Also, on that check, you can tell that the dude with the broken nose was controlling it.
So he was controlling that field?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, now, other thing about this guy. Did you say, was he in the same kind of armor, or was he in a different kind of suit?
Same kind of armor, but without the helmet.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Just in case the listeners forgot, this is now a Shadowrun podcast.
It's always been one.
Aha, we fooled you.
Fuck are you talking about?
It's Shadowrun for babies, so we're using the D&D frame.
Thing is, the game was cyberpunk from the start.
Ring-a-ding-ding, computer noises.
Okay, is there anything... Because I let you guys know, it's like once they got here. Is there anything else that you guys want to see if you can check out on these guys before they leave our field of view?
Are you going to wake them up and show them what's going on?
Yeah, I mean this is what we're here for,
right?
What we're awake for.
Oh yeah, sure. Can we tell anything about like their level of tech in terms of weaponry?
Sure. Whoever wants to can give me a perception or arcana check. To try to check out their tech/weapons.
I'll go with Arcana.
I think so.
Boy, howdy. 22. That's a 27. Yeah, 27. Yeah, on Arcana.
On a 27, all of their guns are pristine and you don't recognize the model on any of them.
Pristine implies that they haven't been changed at all since they were first manufactured. They should be immaculate.
Whatever. Shut the fuck up,
I mean
Michael.
Character, shut up.
No.
So in Jerry's dealings in the underworlds of New York...
You've never seen shit like this.
Zep, we're zooming in on those guns.
I got...
And that guy's broken nose. That's really
He's
fucked
gone.
Up.
Oh. He gone.
Yeah. You have access to what I saw. You can kind of relay that because we're all connected, but you're not going to...
Yeah.
You
know, in the same vein, much better. If you're trying to, like, go back through the footage and look at a picture of that guy, smeared. Same way.
Oh, that's... Ooh.
The only thing that you can tell is that his face is square and his nose, like, the contour of his nose is busted up.
All of his other facial features
are gone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I watched Ghost in the Shell.
shut up.
you think you can sneak these things by me, but that's 99% the Laughing Man. Don't fucking...
Well, I think he just thought it was cool and is using it.
No, it is cool as shit. I'm just saying I'm required as his brother to point Michael, out when he's lifting
he's
cool
He's not
ideas.
Pretending to be one of those deaf mutes.
Shut up.
Come on. It's not the Laughing Man. It would be the Laughing Man if there was an icon in front of it. This is different.
It's the Schmaffing Man.
Yes.
Zep, I don't know about you, but we got to resolve this Michael matter immediately. This is much, much more interesting.
John in the corner like, hey.
I don't know if you noticed, but I would think that Giron would put two and two together that what Patton picked up on was related. That seemed pretty blatant.
No, wait, what? Run it back.
Right?
I must have missed it.
What thing that Patton picked up
the
on?
The scapegoat thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, okay, that was obvious, because it wasn't supposed to be not obvious.
Wait. Now I'm worried I missed something obvious.
They're using the story themselves for cover.
Or that very clearly they have code names for you and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was I was trying to be very blatant with that.
I thought there was something else going on that I missed.
No, that's what I thought you were talking about, but then I just got confused.
Okay.
So
we're all on the same page.
Yeah, because so when you were saying like we need to finish up this is way more interesting. It's like they're the same thing.
But I think he means investigating these guys is more interesting than pursuing Michael.
It's like this is a much bigger deal in like all actuality, because they're playing on the outside, but they have stuff we don't understand. It's much more curious to Jerry than this Michael stuff, because we kind of have a grasp on it now.
Right.
In a certain way.
I was just making sure that in and out of character, you weren't like thinking this was a completely different red herring.
Oh no, I know this is connected, but it's onions, you know.
Yeah, we want to get off the or at least in terms of like story arcs, Jerry probably wants to get off his like, you know, Michael arc, and get onto his Wonderland
because you know
arc.
Everyone wants to shoot Jerry in this arc.
Yes,
Jerry I mean that's going to be every arc, dude.
Jerry can evolve.
Not necessarily. Yeah, sometimes they might want to blow Jerry up.
I mean, Jerry can evolve in the same way that Trubbish evolves into Garbodor, but let's keep going.
Oh, wow.
Dabbed on.
Ooh.
Okay, so, so I'm loading up a new character sheet. What do you guys think I should go? I'm going to go... No, I can't say that. Damn it. Never mind.
I have no idea what either you're going to say.
He was
going
to say a Kenku bard.
Oh.
God damn it.
Good meme.
Don't good bully. Meme.
I good wasn't meme. Going to.
You were.
Okay, I so anyway. Who's taking
on.
The next shift?
Well, I already Jerry. Took my shift, so.
I'll have Jerry do it since he's probably wired now. They saw all this.
Mm-hmm.
Can I kind of lay back down, put my hat over my head?
During all of this, Mavala is going absolutely batshit.
Yes.
And this way, John will get all his mana back because he'll be the last one up.
Mavala is in a pocket dimension that sort of fucks with all of her, like, being able to move around
stuff. No,
yeah,
she does not like this.
Before I go back to bed, can I pet Mavala Jr. now?
Yes.
You can try.
I pet Mavala Jr.
Paul Jr. seems very, very distraught about this and then goes, oh, hey, this is kind of nice.
Oh, wow. You actually... I mean, I guess it makes sense if Maval is, like, in a corner.
He's got the touch of God. Anyway.
John is friends with all the animals.
This is true. John is a Disney princess.
Yes.
So Jerry and Zep are both plastered to the wall.
Okay.
Just eyes glued.
So... give me that perception check.
I thought Jerry huffed glue.
And or streetwise, if you're attempting to figure out things that could be figured out with streetwise.
Oh my god, it's been forever since I've been able to use streetwise.
Yes, this is actually a case where you could use streetwise to, like, say, figure out what sort of like organizational structure they have. Like, who's reporting to who? Do they run shifts? Like, check insignia. Do you recognize any of them? Shit like that.
Okay, yeah. We'll do streetwise then. Here we go. That is a 22.
22? Okay. So, while you're observing them moving around, once you've gotten a beat on them, they're doing a pretty damn good job of staying out of sight. But once you've got one of them, you can kind of follow them around.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that they very clearly have been assigned roles and are fulfilling those roles. You've got a couple of people who are taking samples on the tire tracks that you made, like investigating those. You got a couple of people who are looking at the cavitation. You got a couple of people walking around with some sort of weird instruments that you don't really recognize or understand at all. And then you have people who are your very typical supervisors. They're standing around ordering people around, shit like that, constantly on whatever radio system they've got. Okay. Other than that, not much eventful happens. And you cannot make out any of the dialogue that they have.
All right. So do the supervisors share the exact same insignia as, like, the underlings and all that?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no visible markings on their armor to signify who's above who.
Okay. And none of them have, like, any particular markings besides, like, the uniforms that would identify them as anything else? Like, maybe contractors from a different gang or anything like that?
Nothing like that, but you can give me an Arcana check.
That's not as good. That's a 17.
17?
Yeah.
So, on that, you can actually, what's the best way to put this? As far as the, your knowledge of, like, local networks and how things like that work, it's very clear that these people are all connected on the same local network, and you can kind of almost, like, get a beat on it slightly, but if you were going to try to actually, like, connect to it and try and spy on them, you would need to actually leave the room. But you get the feeling that you could probably do that.
It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you're not leaving the room.
Jerry's gonna really think about it.
You can't stop
him. He's gonna
him.
Back away.
You're asleep.
Yeah. There's no actual network signals coming in or out of the room.
With the only visible light?
Right. However, you basically, based on his knowledge of the like the AR systems and things, they're very clearly interfacing with stuff that is not visible but is blatant. Like AR tools and AR manipulation. Right?
Yeah, there's absolutely no way anything
like
can get
somebody
into this
somebody
room.
Makes a hand gesture that very clearly is tagging something. Somebody else comes over and does a hand gesture that's very clearly like copying it. Shit like that.
So, can I like divine from all this that they've established a perimeter around the garage and they're probably just going to stay here for a
longer
time?
Oh, it doesn't look like they're moving.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
They do not seem to be making any preparations to leave.
How much time do we have left at this point?
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be watching the last 2 hours.
Yeah. But at this point, Jerry would know that everybody should get in the car.
I mean, we have 2 hours, so I think we can. We're not like so unpacked that it's going to take us a long time to get ready.
If you leave now, you ain't getting the full rest.
Yeah, I know.
What's the light situation like as far as like, inside the garage?
Oh, inside the garage?
It's yes. Fine. So
it's
like,
pretty bright.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Well, like, if we wanted to slip something out.
No, you can't.
Just like,
okay, out of character, Jerry would probably be able to realize this, but like, the second this door opens, they'll be all over it.
If you open a four-dimensional crack in space-time, I think they're going to notice.
There's no way they don't have the place scanned.
Yeah.
Okay. So what Jerry's just going to do is, all right, guys, we need to start motioning into the car. John, you don't need to be all the way up just yet, but Elias, Patton, get ready. And I mean, it just doesn't look like they're leaving.
John has gotten to get his full amount of sleep, so he's good. Patton and Elias still need some more.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to wake John up then.
Yeah, I'm going to wake everyone up probably like, I think 45 minutes is plenty of time.
Yeah. I'll say that's enough for you guys to get a... I'll say that you can get a full night's sleep with like 45 minutes left on the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, because that also fits with our general experience curve of having done this sort of shit before.
Yes.
So we'll get all of our action points back and shit?
Yes.
Also, if anybody looks closely at Specky, you'll notice that Specky is now about... Specky's base form is now about, like, 1.5 times bigger.
Yes. Specky has gone from house cat sized to, like, large house cat sized.
Oh, Lord, he coming.
Like,
buff cat.
Like Maine Coon sized.
Yes.
He's a big kitty.
Yes.
A big fucking kitty.
All right, John. I know that we've only done this once. Well, twice if you count Teotihuacan, but we might need to just teleport out of here.
You can't teleport out of this room.
You're not awake.
After we get out.
Okay.
You're not awake.
You're not awake.
Stop interjecting into scenes that you're not in.
Ah!
I don't know. I mean, man is getting kind of scarce out here already. Our best bet might just be to gun it.
That's part of gunning it, John. We gun it away from the garage a short distance. We don't go a very long distance. We just get out of their line of fire so that they don't immediately shoot our tires out when we try and leave.
Oh, I don't think we're getting out of these guys' line of fire.
Also, John, you can't teleport a car full of people. You're not good at it.
I'm already discounting the idea, but I'm not being mean to Jay.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Well, then we need to do something to protect the vehicle while we make our escape.
It's bulletproof.
Because
it's bulletproof.
What about the tires?
Yeah.
Jerry looks at the sky. What about the tires?
No, yeah. This is all stuff that you would already know. This thing is damn near indestructible.
I mean, you know, unless you let Patton really mess with it, it's pretty much indestructible.
It can be sabotaged, but I mean...
Okay, out of character, the only reason that the thing that Patton did fucked with it was because he undid part of the enchantment that kept it fucking indestructible by swapping out a part.
Okay. So I guess then just gunning it is a viable option.
Well, we're hoping it's about the only option we got.
All right, then let's let an hour pass and gun it.
Okay, so John, give me a perception check.
14?
14 total?
I rolled an 8 and I have a plus 6.
Okay.
So yes.
On a 14 in total, you're looking out, your eyes are kind of glazing over a little bit. You know, the lack of sleep and the exhaustion has really caught up to you. But you're going to see, like when you kind of shake back into it, there's no people around you, and you can see something on the opposite wall written in chalk. It just says, "Happy Trails."
Oh, that's fucking...
And a little smiley face.
I'll take it. It means they might leave us alone.
Yeah, I mean, if they're there, if they're not there, we're still going to be gunning it out of here because we're still making up for lost time.
Yeah, you don't see any trace of them anymore. And you thought you were being pretty attentive. Like, it's just kind of one of those things where you got a little bit, you know, you zoned out for a little bit and then they're just gone.
I'm blaming magic.
To be fair, if they were watching the show, they 100% knew we had the dagger.
Yeah.
So they had a 50-50 shot that, yeah.
Yeah. It could have been deduced where we hid, yeah.
Or, here's a wild and crazy idea. They just got a camera somewhere.
Nah. That's crazy.
That is a wild and crazy idea.
But that's the reason I didn't want to create the false trail. is because I figured if they had like a drone or a camera that could see us, like, we'd look like idiots. But that's probably not a big concern.
Yeah.
But was that broken nose guy truly galaxy brain enough to say location unknown, knowing that Patton may or may not have been able to hear him?
Absolutely.
God damn it.
I thought it's possible they didn't know exactly where they were or weren't certain we were here. No,
but that's... Okay. In terms of, like, OPSEC...
Yes, if we're talking about location, you can know that they fucked off to somewhere from somewhere. You have absolutely no idea where that somewhere is.
Hmm.
Like, how do you convene to somebody that... Yeah, they made a hole in a thing and they went into nowhere land.
Ooh, also, fun side thing that's probably not relevant. If we did leave, we'd never see this Happy Trails thing. If we didn't leave, we would see and think they know exactly what's going on. So either way, they don't look like idiots.
It's almost like they're a lot more smart, intelligent, and capable than we are.
Yeah, it's possible they just took an educated guess that we had hidden here.
That's also possible. Or it could have just been one of the grunts who had like a, who was just like, got a hunch. You're not sure.
Yeah.
Either way, we shouldn't waste any more time. Let's open this thing and gun it.
No.
Why not?
Look, they've left a message for us. We're the ones who get to make the decision when to leave. Gunning it now doesn't save us any additional effort. We should wait until the opportune moment and choose to leave on our own terms.
We have an hour left, Elias.
Yes, so let's leave when we have 15 minutes left.
There's like a whole thing that we've been doing that we're really far behind on now. You know? Like
yes,
we're trying to get somewhere.
I kind of instructed the steel drivers to infiltrate an armed base.
Yes. And you do realize that if we leave now in a hurry without being properly ready and properly set, that we risk running into even further delays. So let's make sure everything is right before we leave, before we waste an additional hour or two because we wanted to save 30 minutes.
All right. What is the opportune moment, Elias?
Once we are fully loaded into the car, everything has been checked and double checked, and we are ready to be underway, not in a hurry.
I'll make you a deal.
Out of character, I thought we were hand-waving that and just doing that.
That's what the extra 45 minutes was for.
Further communication, yes. So, you get the car loaded up, you check things, you're ready to go. And who wants to do the honor of opening the door?
Elias opens the door because it's my dagger. Mom said okay. It's my turn to use the dimensional box.
So, you open the dagger, and immediately, like, you open the door, and immediately you're going to see your human friend, like, standing right in front of the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
As she is going to scramble into the car. Like, throw the door open, scramble into the car, and looks exasperated, out of breath, and scared.
Wait, what do you mean, open the door?
This is the actual one?
Yeah, she opens the door.
Don't use your skinwalker voice on me.
Can we like do a split second insight check or something?
Sure. Anybody who wants to can do an insight check.
Sure.
What about perception?
Sure.
Run me back on the timeline there. Does Elias start to open the door, or does she fully open the door before it had even begun to be opened?
The second the door opens a crack, she materializes in front of the door.
Okay.
I'm a roll insight on that.
29 in perception.
29 in perception?
Yeah. I was laboring under the impression that this thing is an avatar, not a physical being.
That's an 8 on insight for me.
8 on insight? Who else rolled?
Patton's rolling insight, 22.
22? On a 29 for Elias, ¿por qué no los dos?
Yeah, I've been operating under the assumption she's a ghost, so this makes perfect sense to me.
What this is for Patton is making sure that, like, I'm still sane, because, hold on, what? What? Huh?
Yes. For for Patton, you don't sense any, like, ill intent or any attempt to at subterfuge from this. As she's going to scramble into the middle of the car and just shout, "Drive, drive, drive!"
You don't have to tell me three times. No, drive. And that was another episode of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. You can find us on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. In the description, there's a Twitter, a Discord, a Patreon, all that good stuff. I'm going to keep this ending bit pretty short because we actually ended really abruptly in the recording. So I'm going to keep that tradition going here. So we'll see you guys next time.